And joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline, Patriots captain Juwan Bentley, off a tough one for the Patriots on Sunday against the Broncos. Juwan, good evening. How are you?
I'm well.
Thank you for taking a few minutes. Obviously, the scoreboard was not in your favor, but you individually had maybe one of the best games of your career. How do you as a player balance that? You played well, you made some plays, but the team does not come up on the winning end. Do you take any solace in individual play when the team doesn't win?
Obviously, you look to perform well, but you definitely look out to get the win. You didn't make that happen, so all the other accolades, because they definitely fall second when it comes to wins and losses.
And in terms of your play, Bill Belichick talked about it today. You know, he said they're asking you to do a lot of different things, you know, different games, different positions, different roles. How do you balance that, and do you like that challenge of having different opportunities in different games?
It goes along with doing whatever the team needs you to do, whatever we got to do for that particular week or whatever they ask you to do. I'm trying to do it the best of my ability, and that's my approach to everything. So whatever the team needs, I'm down to do it.
Juwan Bentley joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. It was a weird couple weeks, obviously, for you and your team. Do you feel like the lack of practice had any effect in the result yesterday?
I'm definitely not into excuses and everything like that. We always look out to, despite the circumstances, go out and get a win. Obviously, you look to have as many practices as possible and many interactions with teammates as possible. However, we couldn't do that. At the end of the day, we still got to look out to perform to the best of our abilities, and at the end of the day, end up with a win, and we did make that happen. So we got to try to get it done next week.
As you're watching the tape from Pats and Broncos, Juwan, are the things you noticed, and you're not making excuses, and Cam didn't make excuses today, and the coach has not made excuses, but do you see certain things that you watch on tape and say, yeah, if we had a chance to practice, that would have been better? It was definitely affected by that lack of practice time.
Obviously, practice, you get to clean up a lot of different things. You would want to have as many practices as possible to get those loose ends kind of tightened up. We didn't get to do that, but still got to, you got to keep going. Like, it doesn't stop. The season just doesn't come to an abrupt halt because of these things. So you just got to keep going. In that case, you've got to keep pushing. You've got to go to the sidelines and correct different things. And you wanted to do that to the best of our ability. I think we did. We just fell short.
Juwan Bentley joining us. Can you take us through, you know, these last couple of weeks? My guess is probably some of the craziest couple of weeks you've had in your football career on almost a day-to-day basis, wondering, are we playing? Are we practicing? What's going to happen? What was it like, Juwan, and how did you deal with that as a player?
Kind of like you said, day-to-day, each and every day, you never know. Usually you speak, you just say those kind of things, just throwing it out there, but you really don't know what the next day will bring, whether you'll be doing meetings virtually or in the building, or whether or not you'll have practice at all. So you just got to roll with the punches and adjust as much as possible and try to make the best out of each situation.
And you can only speak to yourself and your team, but how do you feel, Juwan, about, you know, the setup the Patriots have? Do you feel confident that, you know, your team is going about it the right way in terms of making sure players are safe and setting up practices and meetings, so, you know, you guys are kept safe during a time where you're playing during a pandemic, so it's obviously tough?
Yeah, I think we're definitely doing it as good as we can. As I said, we've taken all the good precautions in order to make sure everybody is safe, and at the same time getting good work in as far as practices and meetings, and we're trying to do it. Like you said, it's a pandemic, so it's tough to try to do everything perfectly, but that's what we strive to do. Obviously, COVID's found its way to sneak in there. Like I said, we got to look to adjust.
We know we talked to you a couple weeks ago, Juwan Bentley joining us, and you talked about, you know, playing in front of stadiums without fans. You've done it a bunch of times now. Does it feel, Juwan, any more normal? As a fan watching, it still doesn't look normal. How does it feel without having fans here now 5-6 weeks into the season?
It's still different. I doubt that has changed. You play football your whole life. You've always had fans. Now you go and going on a few weeks now with no fans. So it's still an adjustment. Nonetheless, I'm pretty sure we're getting well adapted to it. Hopefully we can get it going, get fans back in the stadium. We just got to find a way to do it safely.
All right, you guys have played Travis Kelce earlier this year. Juwan, your role in middle of the field is obviously covering your running backs and tight ends and that part of the field. Can you compare Travis Kelce, guy you already faced, to George Kittle, a guy you're facing this week? Because it feels like these are the best two tight ends in football. How do you look at the two? What makes them similar? What makes them different?
Well, we got into the whole comparison thing when it came to Kelce and Waller. I'm not a fan of doing comparisons at all. I think they bring two different things hard to set themselves apart. So I won't be putting them in the same boat or anything, but they're both dynamic tight ends. They definitely bring different things to the table. They're very talented. And go-to guys also, and they've been doing well. So we just look to do the best we can against them.
So I can't ask you which one you think is better, Kittle or Kelce?
No, I'll leave that up to you.
It's a big one. 425 Patriots and 49ers on Sunday. He's Patriots captain Juwan Bentley. Juwan, thanks, man. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Appreciate it.